Hello and welcome to this episode of Universal Energy Radio's Leah Hona and the New Friends. I am your host, the Leah Hona, and I am so pleased to be here connected with all of you today. This is an amazing energy day. Feels like we're getting a little bit of a break, if you will, a rest, a calm from the absolutely intense energy of the full moon that took place over the weekend. So take a breath. This time is for you. And let's just take a comfortable deep breath together. Whether you are here for the first time or you have here heard every single episode, you will come to find that this gathering is completely an inspired, in-the-moment approach, connecting to universal energy through the New Friends, these amazing group of beings that represent many and come through the closest of the closest of the Council of Light of all that is that sit at the right hand of Creator, Mother, Father, God. They embody many beings of light and spiritual aspects of the personalities from Sirius, from the galactic center, from some places we have not heard of. And they yet choose not to be really pointed to for who they are because of it getting a bit lost in the translation, if you would. So feel into their energies. As this gathering is about us being connected as the great spiritual beings we are, having a very big spiritual experience in physical bodies. So my role has become more clear as time marches on. I am the compass, the way shower, the one that assists you in navigating through your personal journey. And that's why we're gathered here to talk about what is it that you want to know? What is it that they want us to know to assist, support, and help each of you right here, right now? So we'll set the tone and the energy for this time together. And there are callers already in the queue with their hands raised. So I'm saying I see you, and I will be calling on you in just a moment. I want to talk about what is available here and now. I mentioned the full moon. It was intense. Do you notice the energies of this evolutionary shift? It's not like things are getting easier that maybe we thought they were going to. It's not like we're getting let off the hook, if you will. It's not that they have to be difficult and challenging, for much of how we perceive where we're at really depends upon our view, our thoughts. Some of the most prominent and challenging lessons I've walked through in the last couple of months where I realized after maybe I was looking for an easy way out. Maybe I was a bit in the mode of, can you take this away from me because I have stuff to do? And that wasn't necessarily the answer. And I've learned, and I kept hearing the phrase, you got to pay your dues. I didn't really like that phrase, but I knew what it meant for me. And then part of the navigating through what I was in was getting out of the resistance of the hurry up and manifest me a miracle right here, right now. The miracle was how I was walking. The miracle was components of things were taking place that in the too much of the left brain thinking, I might miss. So it's seeing the gems in the moment and just kind of honoring what is and knowing that our physical bodies are really quite amazing. They were designed to heal. And when we create the right environment, how we think, what we put into our body, you know the deal, you know the walk. Here comes a big yawn. We're setting that environment. And it may just be, for me, of course, there were some things to shift. There were some things to navigate through and release to assist me in being, if you will, a deeper measure of the Leah Hona I've come to know myself as, that compass, the way shower, the guide. I want to tell you a little bit about someone who's been teaching me some really big lessons in the past 10 days, went through something really challenging. I have a family member named Leo. He's a baby to me, even though he has fur and four legs, and he's a dog. Now, those of you who are pet owners may have an inkling to this more than some that are not. But here's the story about Leo. And when I share thoughts and feelings and insights, it's not to sway you or convince you of anything. I'm just sharing my understanding and my experience. And my belief is these dogs that I love and have had throughout my whole life, they're pretty big teachers. I won't be surprised to learn that we did have pretty deep soul agreements. Well, Leo is about one of the happiest little dachshunds I've ever seen. That tail of his about would wag off his body. He wags it so much and so hard. And he's got the biggest heart. He's just what I call pure love. About 10 days ago, I'd gotten Leo to the vet on a Friday afternoon. Something just wasn't right. The vet thought it was one particular thing and put him on some antibiotics and meds, and 2 days later I was rushing him to the ER, middle of the night. Well, this little newly nicknamed Lionheart, because he is so lion-hearted and so brave, we learned has congestive heart failure. Why in the world do dogs have to go through something like this, is what I want to know. But they do. They have all kinds of illnesses and experiences, and it's pretty hard, like having a baby, that he can't tell me how he feels, so it's really about tuning in and asking him, what can I do to support you? Well, here's the miracles in all that. He responded really favorably to the ER treatment, and I had to bring him right there from in the morning to the regular vet, 7:30 in the morning, after no sleep. No big deal. I was so happy to see him and have him in my arms. He was happy. Here comes another yawn. Shifted energy. He was being Leo. Now, the vet had just seen him Friday, and he was shocked to hear what had been going on because he had no indication of that on Friday. But here we were. And the vet looked at him and said, he does not look like a typical heart patient. And that was because Leo was really happy, moving around, wagging his tail, just being the love that he is. That's his message right now. He had 3 more vet visits with a bigger diagnosis. He's on 4 medications. Yikes, right? And I know his journey is still to be with us as he teaches us, and that's been my most profound message, which is what I've been talking about all year. Happy. This little dog has to know he doesn't really feel well. Certainly he's feeling the effects of the medications, although I've blessed them and asked them to be for his highest good, of course. But the point is, he has that going on, and he's still navigating through his life. He's happy. Now, I'm sure part of that's his personality, right? But what about the other dogs who the vet said present very unhappy, lethargic? Maybe they're ready to go and their owners aren't willing to let go. I don't know, but I know that that message is for all of us. So wherever you are on your journey right now, it feels a bit crazy. It feels a bit like, are you kidding me? But that was my big message. To tap into being happy through my navigating some difficulties, some discomforts in my physical body, as I've talked about in the past. And here's the biggest message coming around from Leo. Being the love that you are and being happy regardless of what's going on. Is that possible? It is. Doable? Yeah. With some focused attention. What's the value of it? Enormous. Because happy is a higher vibration than being miserable. Happy is a living word of mastering alchemy that we play with and learn to put on. And guess what? When you embody that, it changes your frequency and your vibration. It puts you in a better alignment, or that environment that I mentioned to allow your body to align and heal. Put you in a frequency of vibration with the law of attraction to bring to you that which you want to experience and help you step out of what you don't want to experience. Make sense? Challenging? Maybe. And we're going to talk about what the heck is going on, Norman, and more. So take a breath, everyone. As we come together, we are in a collective energy. So with that message of happy regardless, I want you to take a breath and see the indigo codes of light. Whether you see them with your physical eyes or just allow them to be there or decide, yes, you know they're there. With a breath, draw them into your crown chakra and just see yourself bathed in that violet indigo coating. Take a moment and wrap ourselves in some soul nurturing. We'll take questions in just a moment. But allow this indigo coating to do what it was designed to do. It's coming from Creator. Saint Germain is the one that has been the keeper of the violet flame. And that has been brought forward in its fullness as the indigo code in the most recent years. And just without having to figure out what is this going to do for me, know that it comes from the rays of creation. And that color is a very important tool. It holds energetics, it holds sound, it holds the infinite wisdom of the Creator. And just take a moment and be and allow everything that's on your mind to just be quiet. Let your body relax. Let's tap into a really powerful phrase, all is well. Don't let your mind argue. Just be in the state of, at this moment, in present time, enwrapped in the indigo coating as you breathe it in through the crown, allowing it to flow through that column of light that flows through you. Would you believe I have Mr. Leo knocking at the door saying, can I please come in? He likes to sit when I'm in client sessions right under my desk sleeping. Come on in, Leo. You're welcome to be part of this journey, too. Now, with another bigger breath, just extend that light out to the very edge of your auric field. Don't have to know how far that is. Just breathe it out. Let's allow this light to continue to flow and assist you. Very good. And notice and allow yourself to be a little quieter. There's a lot going on energetically, and it's amping up for August with eclipses and solar eclipses and a lot. We're being changed. We asked to be here at this time, and there are multiple purposes to your existence. Know that. And know all is well. Take another deep breath. And as the Liahona, we speak the words that are coming through from the new friends, with the new friends. And they are presenting, we are presenting, in a new acclimated state that the Liahona has been working with in the past few weeks. And that is through the divine feminine aspects of all that is. We come with a softer energy. A nurturing energy and a loving energy. And we come to wrap you in that today, to whisper to your soul, tune into the guidance, beloved, and know all is well. And know that we are here supporting you, nurturing you, and loving you all the way. And now let's take some questions. First caller. Area code 248, you've been holding the longest, so I'm going to unmute you right now. Area code 248, hello and welcome.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Shanika.
Shanika, you've called in before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful to hear from you again. Remind me where you live, please.
I'm Georgia.
How could I forget that? Well, it's a beautiful day in Georgia today. So what's on your mind?
I just had a question about auras. I know, well, I believe the different colors of the chakras, that is associated with your aura, right?
Yeah, the chakras are the energy system that, you know, they do attach to glands and organs of the body, but they sit outside the energy field, and yes, they're definitely a part of the aura that you can see, and that fluctuates. But go ahead, what else would you want to ask about that?
I don't know. I guess we do readings, right? So I was wondering, like, what color is my aura?
Ah, you know, when we look at auras through the Liahona, and I'm going to speak more as myself, the Liahona, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone does it different, I think, anyway, and I love to give the permission of that. So
mm-hmm.
while you have a predominant color,
mm-hmm.
there I see a flow of colors at the same time, because, of course, our whole energy field is a flow of colors. And I honestly have to say I've never really read auras in that way, so you're giving me the opportunity to do something new. Thank you for that,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I don't read in a typical fashion. But what I'm seeing is the predominant color in you right now is a most amazing blue. I'm going to call it periwinkle, and I don't know why it's being called
okay.
that. But that's what I'm seeing as the most predominant color, and I'm going to ask what chakra is that associated with, because I don't think there's a chakra that color per se. So hold on.
Mm-hmm.
They're pointing me to your throat chakra, which I know that is not that particular color, but why are they showing me? How fascinating. So we say to you now, and we're coming as the we, as the divine feminine aspect of the friends, the reason this color is most prominent now is this is about you speaking your truth. This color
mm-hmm.
was presenting to be highlighted to say, especially as women who've not had permission to be seen, to be heard, and to be valued for all they are, that this is the time for you to speak your truth. Now, this doesn't mean, beloved, that you're going about shouting from the rooftops or even vocally speaking your truth. But this throat chakra, beloved, is where you speak the words of Creator, where you speak the will of Creator. So this is about you speaking your truth to you. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm also seeing your, so I'm observing now the layers of the colors, as if this one was closest to your body, and just in talking about it, it's dissolved away. And the more prominent one now, it's literally like, this is fascinating, we're in motion. Think of the atoms of our bodies moving all the time. So that's how I'm seeing your aura. It's vibrating. And now I'm seeing the green very prominent around you, that you're very filled with love, and the guidance is to really access this love for you to feel.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you have a really loving heart.
Mm-hmm.
And to just allow the green and breathe in the green codes to just soothe anything that doesn't feel in alignment with you being lovable or as loving as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Anything else?
And just another question. I had a friend, well, we were best friends for like 8 years, and she went back to her home. She was here in Georgia with me, but she went back to her hometown. Do you ever see us reconnecting?
My gosh, I'm just going to talk about this for everyone for a little minute, Shanika, here, and you too. You know, I'm going to call it this period of time, this era, has been something that's been so challenging for many, because as we shift, as we change, and others are changing also,
yes.
What's happening? Our reference points change, and so do our friends. That can be
right.
really difficult at times. But you know what? We're really here, and yes, I'll get to the point of that, but this is for everyone because you've asked a really big and important question.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends are coming and going, and our relationship
yes.
with family members is changing, and you're validating that, saying, yep, you're seeing that. So mm-hmm. I know, because I've experienced this, that we really are in soul agreements. And friends, they're so important. They're so valuable. And that's why the new friends want to be called the friends, because they are. And it's such an important part of our life. And they do come and go. They do have agreements and contracts. And sometimes the parting's not always comfortable when it's time to say goodbye. But I do see this. Let me just check in here. Do you mind if I ask your friend's name?
Fiance.
Sweet. I see her taking a period of time and really focusing on some things she's got going on and some things to work through that are important if she chooses to do that. And I do see the possibility. Now, I don't predict future. I don't talk about, you know, that, but I'm going to see how I present this from as two souls and what your agreements and opportunities are. And I see a period of time where if things line up, as you both have done your journey, your path, I see what I'll call a timeline where suddenly I see her turning her direction to you with a feeling of missing you and wanting to reconnect. Now, when I use the phrase of timelines, it's because we've got so many choices and so
yeah.
many different things available. So I think that we write many things we want to experience on our book of life, but I do see that as a possibility, but not like this minute or this week. It could be a period of time.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yes, it does.
I'm watching your aura change again. The green got a little quieter, so that's telling me just allow yourself to know your love and be the love that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just building the green back up again. Thanks for being here, Shaniqua. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for helping.
All right. Many blessings, and I'll put you back on mute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, area code 857, and I do see you 561, but you'll be second in queue, 857. I am unmuting you right now. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
Hi. This is Gwen.
Hi, Gwen. How are you
How
today?
How are you?
I'm
well.
Good,
How
thanks.
Are you?
Thanks for asking.
Good.
I'm good. Happy to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. And so am I. So am I.
Good.
So thank you for your show today. My question, it's something like the last caller's question in regards to a friend. We have, and there's a lot of fear. We have a lot of fear about getting close. The energy is there,
mm-hmm.
but not our friend. How do we get through this energy and
okay.
rebuild our friendship?
So let's take a breath. So know that the fears are past, and past can be last week, not just, you know, lifetimes ago. And there's some definite hanging on to those fears. Okay. It also feels like there's a lot of fear around what other people might think. Does that feel accurate?
That's probably more around him.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Now, have you been in a relationship kind of on again, off again?
It's more of a friendship. Yes. Yes.
It's like I'm watching him just stand with his hands on his hips with his head down, just kind of shaking it.
Mm.
So I'm getting a little mixed message on that. Yes. But I would do my best. Now, is this something you talk to him about back and forth? Or is this mainly you're observing?
No.
Okay.
I haven't spoken to him in regards to that, no. And I feel like I should, but I don't know how to approach it.
You know, it's interesting because the communication with men and women is, as we know, is very different. And the last thing mm-hmm. that you know would want, of course, is to put them in a defense mode. So this is what I see we are recommending. First of all, mm-hmm. you do your part. You do your part, mm-hmm. Gwen, to release the fears and even the expectations. Be in the place mm-hmm. of love. Be in the place of freedom. Be in the place of allowing. Mm. And notice, what are you learning from him right now?
Mm.
So notice those things. But the biggest message is this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most amazing and powerful experiences is to speak soul to soul in the sleep space.
Mm.
So before you go to sleep, prepare yourself. Clear out your day. Let your day be complete. Make sure you're not holding on to anything of the day. And be in an energy of gratitude, okay?
Okay.
Just feel gratitude. Feel peace. Feel ease. And in your mind, ask. Mm-hmm. Ask the guides. Mm-hmm. Ask the angels to bring you into the garden while you sleep. Hold on. Let's take some water. Everyone's got lots of stuff coming up through this. Hold on. And this is for everyone. This is something we can all do. If there's things you want to say to a loved one, to a friend, to anyone, it just feel more important to say at a soul level. You're going to put the words of what you want to say out there, but you're also going to ask that the power of your intention and what your soul agreements are take place and that the two of you can meet in the garden and you have this exchange.
Okay? Beautiful.
And then you ask to remember, you're probably not going to remember the whole exchange, but ask to remember what's important for you to know, and in this case, particularly about your soul agreements.
Mm.
Okay? And the message is to be certain that you're not clinging to something because it's familiar, and I think we said this before, in an old way that prevents you from new experiences.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that feels important.
Yes.
All right, my dear. Thank you for asking. And thanks for being here. Anything else? Go ahead.
Yes, because the most beautiful thing that you mentioned is that, because I asked myself, I'm like, why is this so important to me? Why is this so important to me? And because it brings up some triggers.
There you go.
Growing up in my family, yes. And now I'm going to start to get emotional. Growing up in my family,
that's okay, sweetie.
I was not noticed. I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like I was not loved. I wasn't recognized. I was like a shadow. I called myself a shadow because I wasn't there. And I've always tried to get my mother's attention. Always tried to get her to love me and notice me and be there for me. And I noticed, even with this gentleman, Alan, is that it brings that up for me.
Yep.
And
yep.
Yeah, it really brings this up for me. And for me to recognize, I'm like, why am I holding on to this? I don't want to hold on to this anymore.
Of course, perfect. First of all, Gwen, I want to honor you for being so brave that you brought these truths forward.
Mm-hmm.
This is deep, and believe me, you are not alone in this.
Mm-hmm.
It is so typical for many, many, many of us to have felt like we didn't belong in our families. And the reason it's coming up for you now is because you're right. Your soul is saying, precious heart, this isn't who you are. You know what that's like to experience that. And that was really your mother's stuff. She did the best she could with what she had.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
And so it's time to release these vibrations and energy so that you can attract you can attract the one that does see, love, and value you. And that starts, my friend, with you being the love that you are.
Yes.
Feel that. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even talking to me, because my mother never spoke to me, never had a conversation with me, never talked to me. We would be in the same room. My mother would not look at me and would not talk to me. And I felt a lot of guilt around that. And it's interesting because he triggers that too, where it's like, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not, you can text me and email me and I'll say hello and hi, but I will not give back to you what you're giving to me. And it's like, that's my mother was the same way. It's like, no matter what you do, I don't acknowledge you.
And this came up for me. You, my friend. Yep. He's pushing the buttons to say, this isn't who you are. Let go of that. And your light is so bright. Your mom just couldn't. You hold aspects of who she couldn't be, and it hurt.
Wow.
And would she ever even know that? No, she couldn't have comprehended that. But she held aspects of who she wished and longed to be. So let go of the past. It's not serving you any longer.
No.
It's not defining you. You know what it's like, and now it's time to open up, not to seek that love outside of yourself. But to be it for you.
Amen.
Now, this goes to everyone. It's big. It's a big amen. It's a big one, and really the reality is one. This is something we are all navigating through, every one of us. There's not that many that really walk through their childhood. There are some, but most of us didn't feel like we fit in. Most of us definitely didn't feel seen, heard, or loved. But that love is right here. So everyone take a deep breath and breathe in that green coating of love. This green coat of love comes right undifferentiated from Mother, Father, God, and it is the love that created you.
This is just so emotional because I've been crying for the last 2 weeks. Just being in my room and crying and just releasing this. And it's like, and it's okay because I'm putting out the universe.
Yeah, it's okay. All is well. No, you're breaking up. You there? Yeah, all is well. So, Gwen, I'm going to pause you here. Please reach out to me via my website at pam@pamrenny.com or Sacred Journey Mentor. It's in the copy if you desire. I've got lots of free gifts on there, and I do 15-minute complimentary time if you would like that. But for now, I want to thank you for being so brave and opening the door many to heal. And also, we say to you, beloved, please sit with us. Sit with the angels and unwrap in the green coating. Breathe it in. Play with it and be with it and allow it to nurture you and heal your heart, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, precious, blessings for being here. I'm putting you many blessings to you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And, all right, we've got two other callers on hold. Thank you for being here. And we're going to go to the next one. What the heck is going on with me? And I think he left. Yeah. Well, we have that question, what the heck is going on? And I think the one asking that question has dropped away. If you're still here, would you please chat back in the box? But I do have an answer for you. But since I can't see if you're here, I'm going to take a caller. Okay, area code 561. I am unmuting you.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Lena.
Hi, Lena. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, very nice. A little hot there today?
Oh, every day.
Every day, I know. I've spent 15 years there. Lena, what are your thoughts? What are your questions today?
Well, I'm just going through a really rough time. I'm trying to hang on. I'm really in a bad home life situation, and I've been out of work since March. So it's just, I have an interview today, so I am just really, I'm hoping that something comes through soon because I'm starting to run out of money and I'm scared. And I have a man that's been around me, but claims he wants to help me, but doesn't want to come forward. You know what I mean? It's like you're either in my life or you're not. You know, he's sort of stuck in limbo. I don't know what.
Okay. And you said you have an interview today?
Yeah, I have one this afternoon. I just made it on. Yeah, she just. I just made an interview for this afternoon.
Okay. So here's what we were going to suggest. So first of all, take a deep breath.
Uh-huh.
And if you were on earlier when we brought in the purpley, the indigo violet flame code, we're going to just ask you to just keep breathing that in all day. And we want to suggest to you this, that you're going through these challenges, your soul is really guiding you to make some very, very big changes. And I know that just sounds like, yeah, okay, I get that. How do I navigate through that? So the best advice we can give is really see what you want. And not just see it, but don't see it from the place of nothing's working out and everything's bad, because it keeps your vibration low in that energy. So very much like the law of attraction that you would hear all of those talk about, lift yourself up, if you will. See yourself living how you want to live, and take that moment to moment. Don't put the big, huge picture out there in 10 years and 5 years and 3 weeks. Right now, the beautiful thing is we are so surrounded with support like never before in the angelic realm, and we can do things that we couldn't do before, and one of those is shift our energy quite instantaneously. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We're going to suggest that you literally smile. Now, that may sound ridiculous, but do you know that a smile is a tool, and it will change how your body vibrates?
Uh-huh.
And the suggestion is to go to that interview being confident, with a smile on your face, presenting yourself saying, I have value, and I have something to offer. And that's how you can move forward to help shift your situation. Take your focus also off the man who's kind of got one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
That feels limiting. And when you're walking around, walk with your hands on your hips for a few moments, because that changes the chemicals within your body, literally. Because the stress hormones are not comfortable. And with both hands on the hips for 2 minutes, actually, at a time, it will change the energy within your body.
Wow, I never knew that.
There's a, I'm going to tell you something. If you have a pen and can write this down, there is a, hold on. I can see her face and her and the name just went away from me. Hold on 1 second. It's a TED Talk. Okay?
Yeah.
Amy Cuddy.
Amy,
your body language may shape who you are. Amy Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y. Do you know what TED Talks are?
Yes, I have them on my Facebook.
Perfect. So this is also for everyone. Amazing. So you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, because are you going through something challenging? Hugely. Do you want to get out of it? Yes, you do. That begins with shifting your vibration, shifting your energy, and stepping more towards what you want. And you don't have to know every step of the way, but you begin with that smile, changing your vibration of your body. And the biggest message, Lena, believe in you. Even if it feels like you can't, know that you can. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd love to hear back from you next week and say that things are moving forward. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings,
bye-bye.
Lena. All right. Norman, thank you. It looked like you weren't there. Okay. Super. Hold on. And we have another caller. We'll get to you in just a moment here as we tune into another friend. And this is on the web. via in the chat. Let's just take a moment, everyone, and take a deep breath. A lot of gems coming through today, and sometimes you might feel like, well, that doesn't apply to me, but you're getting some of the gems. The Amy Cuddy from TED Talks is huge. If you've never seen that, check it out. Amy Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y. Let's take a breath. Norman, what the heck is going on? That is the question you're asking. Multiple things. And you do know all of them. And yet we understand the looking outside and wanting to know a little bit more detail, a little bit more why, and a little bit what of. And we speak to the multiple aspects of you. And believe it's been said before. Sometimes it can be valuable to move forward in one direction, not multiple directions. And your soul spirit is on so many tasks, if you will. In some ways, some days are more challenging than others. It just does not mean that you can't be involved in multiple tasks, but you're growing by leaps and bounds. It's as if the top portion of you of your physical body, and take a breath, has expanded and the bottom portion of you is still smaller. That's just a funny and fun reference to point to how much you're changing and growing. So breathe back into the body. Be grounded. Be present. And you're making rapid changes. We would like to say to you, could you slow down a bit? Some of the things you're attempting to navigate and change through, and you know what they are, and we do, but we'll not put words to them just because. They're being taxing and challenging physically, and that's to be expected. And you have the freedom of choice. You have the freedom even to change your mind about anything if you choose. Most of all, you can decide to assist your physical body to be comfortable in the most comforting, nurturing, supportive way. So you might tune in and ask, what does your physical body need? While you may feel uncomfortable on some days after not sleeping as well, are there things going on to interfere with your sleep? We know it is important in the physical body to prepare for sleep. We know it is important to be certain, and this goes not just really for you, Norman, it is really for others, that the Wi-Fi, that the frequencies within and around the bed itself can be very detrimental to sleep. And while you've heard this and hear this, it is important, particularly in these days, in this time, with the energy so high and the energy of the upcoming month is going to be higher, that the electromagnetic frequencies around you from cell phones, from Wi-Fi, and from those type of devices are most, in a sense, disruptive to your being. So we would propose that you limit those activities long before the sleep space, and we know that there are habits. And Norman, you open this question, and even though this doesn't necessarily apply to you, to a degree it does, but it's for others. When you're surfing the social media sites, think of in a moment of time as you surf how you may see in 1 minute maybe multiple posts. Every one of those posts holds energy. Think of all that energy you have exposed yourself to. Now, we're not saying this is bad, but we're saying you need to ground. You need to ground off all those energies before sleep so that you can sleep deeply and restfully. The other part for you specifically, Norman, was what's going on is you are awakening even more fully into the galactic energies. The Andromeda energies and the planets that are not even named or the star seeds where you have had many experiences and you're tapping into those, and in a sense it is such a high frequency vibration that it's a bit uncomfortable physically, mentally, and emotionally. So you can ask for these experiences to be tapered, to be comfortable, and to be even slowed down. tell your soul all is well, and it is time for a beautiful retreat and rest. It is time to be more in the quiet. Get some sunshine, get your feet in the grass, and enjoy. And we would invite you to tap in and see if you have further questions or see if that makes sense to you. And in the meantime, we'll go to the next caller and we'll check back. Area code 917, just give me one moment. Area code 917, I am going to unmute you. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
My name is Ellen. I like the question you're handling. What is going on with me? It's a great question.
Oh, yes. That's you're feeling that as well?
Yes. I'm feeling more at peace than I was a couple of months ago, and I think I am protected. However, I think I'm being led somewhere, but I think I only have like a half an inch ahead of me, and I would love to see more than just a half inch ahead of me.
So what do you think is in the way?
Oh, I just thought it was divine timing. It's just not ready yet. Maybe I have to grow. I don't know. So if you're asking me if, what do I think is in the way, I'm not sure anything is. And if there is something in the way, I have no idea what it is.
Okay. All right, let's take a breath. So how fascinating, as we say, really, the most prominent thing is that you mentioned having half a foot in or half a step in?
Half an inch, actually.
Yes.
I really can't see
half
far
an inch.
Ahead. I know. Yeah.
And so the feeling is, that's perfect. That's perfect for right now. And while I looked at and thought there might be a block, sometimes it isn't a block per se at all, but it's the feeling of wanting things to be here right now and in the fullness. And being that little portion in is perfect because you acclimate to what's coming, you acclimate to all the possibilities, and you learn a few things on the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Ringing true? Or bringing up more questions?
No, I was hoping to get insight along the path, but I guess I have to be patient and see it unfold on its own.
No, maybe so. So if you don't mind sharing more details, something specific, either what the path is or more specific details, that's really valuable than a generalized, because in generalized we could get so deep and it might not be really what you're looking for.
Well, the inch ahead is that I feel I'm secure where I am, and that I guess I'm laying the foundation to be able to move ahead, but I need time to figure out what the next, you know, further than a half inch is. Where do I live? Where do I work? Because I really would like to be able to change jobs and actually move a great distance from where I am. But I haven't identified where I'd like to go or anything like that.
Okay, perfect. Now that helps a lot because really it would be, and everyone does their own reading how they do their own reading, but from my personal experience as the Liahona, to project and tell you how you're going to live there. Now there's actually, I've known people to have astrological geographic sessions will tell you this is where you're best acclimated for. But for these purposes, we're not doing that. And we'll say to you, there's lots of avenues where you could get that specific and do that. But really, the reality is, what makes your heart sing? If you get quiet and tune into your heart, I'm seeing a vision of what you love most. Tell me what you see.
I'm still figuring it out, and I know my interests have changed over the years. And so
okay.
Instead of just falling back on things that I used to like or used to dream of, I'm trying still to figure out where I am now. What
okay.
is it that
so the biggest
me now?
Right.
Yeah.
The biggest insight is in this period of time, And this is not what I'm going to call a block, but this is the message, to not be in the trying to figure it out, because we get in the logical mind, and this is what's in your heart. For your heart is where you've got the blueprint of what you came to experience and what makes that heart sing. Might be the ocean, mm-hmm. might be the mountains, okay? And so one of the biggest, most valuable messages we can give is not telling you, yes, Ellen, you belong a certain spot, but it's to say to you, to assist you in the most profound way, to tap into your heart, to get quiet, to in the stillness not be looking for what should I do, because as the creator, and you are the creator of your experience, it's this whole time is inviting you to step into that reality and to choose and to get quiet with, you know, if I went to the country, it would look like this, and what does that feel like to me? It feels kind of dull. Oh, what does the city feel like? This is literally about you creating what makes your heart sing. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So I guess my task is to go figure out what makes my heart sing.
Yes, and you do that from stilling the mind, getting quiet, connecting with people that can help you along the way do that. But again, it's the whenever we're looking for, it keeps us in that vibration of looking for, looking for, looking for, because there is a quiet space. There's a layer of thought that's so quiet that the answer lies right there. Sometimes I go there and I don't even have the question formed, and there's the answer. And that's the most profound and the biggest message we can deliver to everyone and anyone, and you in particular, is step out of the face of looking for, step into the heart, your sacred heart. Get really comfortable being quiet and knowing yourself and saying, what would I really like to experience? And that's the biggest, most profound gem we can share. And then see yourself in a few places. Once you've identified, yep, that's what I want, because really it's you. This is for you and about you. And then you put it in motion, making that happen. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
I hope that helps. You're so welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ellen. Bye for now. All right, everybody, take a breath. And Norman, I'm seeing your response. Hold on one second here. So Norman's asking, so lay off the energy meditations I do as well. It is very powerful. I just focus on my higher self, the cause of body, and next thing I know, I'm waking up. Yeah, you're certainly having wonderful travels and very busy in the travels. So, you know, that's a choice. If you're exhausted, if you're feeling out of sorts, that may be a very wise thing to do, just feeling like take a break. Take a break today and anchor in all that's taken place while you are traveling, while you are being of service in all the places you go, and just fortify yourself is the word we're saying. What's the word that's coming through? We're seeing you as if you're standing outside, taking a break in the moment, in the sun, letting the sun just pour down on you, but you're barefoot on the grass. Hope that's easily accessible. And you're really anchoring into the core of Mother Earth. You're allowing that light to flow through. There's something in the light codes outside today that will really benefit not just you, but everyone to tap into. Okay? But that does feel like a very important thing to do. And yeah, take a break. Take a break and let them know, yep, I'm going to rest up today. I'm in a physical body. Remember that. And so this is what my body is calling for. Hope that helps. All right, everyone, we have had an active day with callers calling in a variety of questions. Hopefully the answers have all touched you. And we're going to close with some parting words. This is the Divine Feminine through the Liahona. And we want all of you to know there is an outpouring of love for you. For you are the light workers here upon the planet. And that is a very vague term, and many of you hold aspects of those callings that have a different title. But within that, we'll just generalize for this moment. You're here at a pivotal time. And while, yes, you see the outward world is in complete chaos and destruction and in so much pain, you, beloved, are learning to navigate, yes, you are, in the energy as presented from Leo, the lion heart, to be happy, to be the love that you are, for as you hold those levels of love and light, you radiate them out to the earth. You radiate them to the core of Mother Earth, to the multiverses, and most of all to humanity that's shifting. The new earth is being formed, and you are, as you raise your vibration, assisting in the preparation of this new earth, which is the dream. The dream of living in peace, harmony, unity, and fulfilling all the capabilities of the skills, tools, and talents that you hold. And for now, it is knowing that you are seen, you are heard, and you are valued and numbered among the stars of the heavens, and you are love. And you are so loved. Feel this nurturing through this divine feminine and allow yourself to be mothered right now as never before. Breathe in the beautiful green coating of love. Breathe it into your heart and fill the spaces and places that have taken up heartache. Feel those holes of grief where you have lost loved ones, that you may be the love that you are, and that you may experience what that is like navigating in that love. Ex minus domine, allow this language of light to come and flow through you. Lux mene me, ox menest ena est enime ese, os menane me e ese ot emunete, cog cantantunte ne. Lost many stays, don't add them content to bang day stay, cont pant and utent nay nay. Lox many impisent and boost and day breath. May you each feel the love and be the love that you are now. And we say to you, blessed be, blessed be, blessed be. It is us, the divine feminine, through this Liahona. And we will say to you, with love, blessed be. All right, everyone, take a deep breath. And we will bring this edition, an episode of the Liahona with the New Friends, to a close for now. It is I, Liahona, on Universal Energy Radio's Liahona and the New Friends, wishing you many blessings on your journey. Blessed be.